Thank you. 4 years.
definitely felt God's impression to God. Just like you did with so many other people that you interacted with over the years. Ever since she passed away last summer, I've also had opportunities to learn even more about her by having a lot of conversations with people that knew her a whole lot more than I did. And there's pretty much been a consensus among all the people. Being with people, she felt all kinds of friends and never knew a stranger, and she just really enjoyed working with people, family and friends. She took her life and put them in with open arms. And not only that, but I've also heard how strong she was and how brave she could be. Even in her final days, even after receiving that final diagnosis of the cancer, she didn't panic. And she didn't fall into despair. She accepted what the doctors were telling her, and then she proceeded to comfort all of the people around her that were coming to visit her on her way to the end. First, simply by acting like herself, by entertaining and telling stories and telling jokes and just showing with her words and with her actions that she was not afraid. Was not afraid to die. She remembered that she had been taught in places like that spirit 20 years ago that she is a child of her Heavenly Father and that Jesus loves her. In fact, that Jesus loved her enough to die for her and take all of her sins away, and everyone who belongs to Jesus gets to live in heaven with him forever. So, maybe we would say that we weren't ready. But we know that she was. She was ready. And I think that's one of the things that can really bring us comfort and can even bring us joy, even upon a day like this one. We draw some unique readings from the Bible. Passages that we don't normally hear in churches like this one. I would say, honestly, that's pretty fitting. Cutter person anyway, so her service shouldn't be a cookie cutter either. But I wanted to explain a little bit why I believe each one of those three passages that we just heard uniquely applies to her life, and more importantly, how they can fill us with all kinds of good news, even in the midst of grief and even as we feel the pain of loss. So let's first talk about the Old Testament reading that we heard. Woman from the Old Testament whose name was Ruth. The other day, when Emma and I went to Eunice and we were making plans for the service, one of the things that we talked about was how strong of a woman Kathy was. And so JP kind of encouraged me, let's find someone in the Bible, a strong woman in the Bible that we can kind of compare her to. So that's why I decided, let's talk about Ruth today a little bit. So, there's a number of things in Ruth's story, in Ruth's life, that I think can give us a hopeful perspective on some of the things that Kathy experienced, some of the things that she lived through in this world. Ruth was a Moabite woman, which means that she was not an Israelite by birth, she wasn't a descendant of Israel, but she married into husband was an Israelite. Unfortunately, Ruth's life was greatly affected by an unexpected and untimely death, the death of her husband. So, Ruth felt in a way the kind of grief that many of you are feeling right now when the death comes suddenly. Death is hard enough to deal with as it is, but that's sort of a surprise when you don't really see it coming. That can make it even more difficult. I asked any of you about just 2 or 3 weeks ago what you thought you'd be doing on July 1st. I can see this is probably one of the last things that you would have done. But Ruth was not just a grieving widow. She was also someone who was intensely loyal to her family. Sounds familiar? decided to move back from Moab to the land of Israel. And when that happened, Ruth said she was going to stick by Naomi no matter what, even though it would be really difficult for her to do, because it meant she'd have to move to a land that was unfamiliar to her. And she did so. She was fearless. She was brave. She was willing to make huge sacrifices for the people that she loved. Where you go, I will go. Where you stay, I will stay. Where you die, I will die. Just be us. You would be. Because my understanding is that she was always thinking of other people's needs before her. That's another fact. That's the most important fact. When Ruth decided to stick by the Naomi's God, it also meant that she was sticking by the Naomi's God. To the God of Israel, the one true God, and she was going to put away all the false gods. And she had a strong faith in the one true God. That faith is something that always remains important to Ruth. Despite all of the difficult things that she's been through in her life, she continued to believe and trust in her Heavenly Father, who eventually God called. The second passage that we heard was the one from Ephesians chapter 2. And the reason for choosing this actually goes a lot further back than just this passage. It really starts 50 years ago in 1974, because that's the year that Kathy was confirmed at the end of her 8th grade year here at Trinity in Royalton. Her confirmation verse comes from this passage. It's also printed for you on the top of the first page. Verses 8 and 9. And I'll read it again. For by grace you have been saved through faith. This is not your own doing. It is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast. Now I want to exaggerate, but these really are some of the most important words, literally, to the entire Bible. Because these words explain how it's possible for a person to be confident that God is not the final answer for any of us. I said earlier that it doesn't seem fair that Kathy was only with us here on Earth for 64 years. But you know what's also not fairer, technically, is that people who are broken by sin, people like you, people like me, people like Kathy, too, that any of us would be considered worthy to stand before the throne of the holy and perfect God. That any of us would be as poor miserable sinners able to be saved. That's not fair. What you think about it is a huge blessing that life isn't fair. It's a huge blessing that God doesn't treat us the way that we ought to be treated. That it's by grace alone and by faith alone that we are saved. It's not something that we have to try to earn with our good works, because good works can never be good enough. And we certainly had her struggles at times. She wasn't a perfect person. She'd be the first one to admit. But in spite of it, she was made perfect by her Heavenly Father through baptism, through the gift of faith. The Lord kept his promise to her that he would never leave her. And it brings me to the last reading that we read. The famous parable of the prodigal son. A story that I understand Kathy particularly enjoyed and made references to occasionally in her life. It goes along so well with those ideas of grace and mercy that we just talked about with Ephesians. The prodigal son makes some terrible decisions in his life. He wastes away all of his inheritance, and he doesn't deserve to be part of the family anymore. That's not what he did. But when he comes home, what does he find? He finds a father who loves him, a father who has been waiting for him, who welcomes him back. Open arms. Beautiful story. 64 years. 64 years just doesn't seem like enough. But you know what? 64 years is really just the beginning. We look forward to a much longer time than literally an eternity, where we are going to be reunited with Kathy and all the saints who have come before us. We're going to see her again. We're going to laugh with her again. Together we are going to praise the name of our Lord and Savior, who welcomes all of his children home with good comforts. To God alone will be the glory forever and ever. Amen. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds in true faith. For Christ Jesus' sake. Let's pray to the Lord our God and Father who raised Jesus from the dead. Almighty God in heaven, and your chosen people together into one communion in the midst of the body of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who gives to your whole church in heaven and on earth your life and your peace, Lord, in your mercy. Remember that all who have been baptized into Christ's death and resurrection may die to sin and rise to newness of life. So we can swim in through the gate of death and the grave to our joyful resurrection. Lord, in your mercy, give to the family of Kathy Baldwin and to my woman comfort in their grief and assure confidence in your loving care that casting all their sorrow on you, they can have the consolation of your love. Lord, in your mercy, give courage and faith to the bereaved that are within the communion of your church, that they may have strength to meet the days of need, in the assurance of a holy and certain hope, in the joyful expectation of eternal life with those they love, both in heart and in faith. Lord, in your mercy, help us, we pray, in the midst of things we cannot understand, to believe and find comfort in the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Lord, in your mercy, receive our thanks for Kathy and for all the blessings you bestowed on her in this earthly life. Bring us at last to our heavenly home, that with her we may see you face to face in the joys of paradise. Lord, in your mercy. O God of all grace, you sent your Son, our Savior Jesus Christ, to bring life and immortality to light. We give you thanks that by his death he destroyed the power of death, and by his resurrection he opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers. Strengthen us in the confidence that because he lives, we shall live also, and that neither death nor life, nor things present nor things to come, will be able to separate us from your love, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our Father, Lord, entrusted his promises, we are glad to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Resurrection and the life, says the Lord. He who believes in me will live even though he dies, and whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Lord, now you let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. My own eyes have seen the salvation which you have prepared in the sight of every people, a light to reveal you to the nations. Glory of your people Israel. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, believes in me to live, even though he dies. If whoever lives and believes in me will never die. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Lord God, our shepherd, you gather the lambs of your flock into the arms of your mercy and bring them home. Comfort us with the fruitful hope of the resurrection to everlasting life. Joyful reunion with those we love who have died in the faith. Through Jesus Christ.